How many of y'all have a youngin to put in the daycare?
Praise the Lord.
You got one. There you go. But you can surely recommend a grand youngin to go into the daycare, right, Joey? So, thank you. I don't know. We're going to do a brief devotion so that we can dismiss, and everyone who can and are willing to be able to move across the street. They have the campus open so that we can walk through and prayer walk that campus as it begins full time schedule tomorrow. Of course, hopefully a lot of our kids are having fun. And I would encourage you that we're going to have fun praying for this school year and praying for the administrators and the teachers and the students in both the academy as well as the daycare center. I appreciate the video on love because that's what our title tonight is on our little devotion. And thank you for letting me stand down here. I feel much more connected to you than being up there behind this big podium. So thank you for helping me feel more comfortable. And if I'm more comfortable, then hopefully you're going to be more comfortable. So pray for love is kind of our, and as the clip ended, it told us all the different ways to express our love. But it didn't include to pray for love. How many of you have ever prayed that someone would abound in God's love? Yeah. A few of you. That's great. Well, we're going to look at a prayer of Paul tonight, and we're going to find that in Philippians 1, verses 9 through 12. And we're going to look at that. And we're going to see that, in fact, that's what Paul, writing to the believers in Philippi, that's exactly what he is praying for, is that their love would abound. Father, just pray for your spirit here. You open up our eyes and our ears and our heart and our mind to be able to receive the work of your Holy Spirit in each one of us. Thank you for Paul, and thank you for him pinning something 2,000 years ago that we can be together tonight and read, and your Holy Spirit can speak to us about it. So just guide us and lead us, and it's in your Son's name we pray. Thank you. Okay, Philippians 1, starting at verse 9 through verse 11. Paul writes, "And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment." Verse 10, "that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. He is praying, Paul is praying for the believers in Philippi, and he starts out and says that your love, what love is he talking about? Well, John tells us in his first epistle that we love because who? God loved us first. So he's talking about God's love. Now, what could he be meaning by that your love? Their love for who? Well, for Paul, because one of the reasons he wrote Philippians was to thank them for their expression of love by participating in his ministry. But I think it's deeper than that. I think what he is asking is that their love for God may abound. Remember the commandments? First commandment is that we love God with all of our heart, soul, and strength. The second is that we love others. And then I believe Jesus added a third when he told his disciples, "A new commandment I give you, that you love" who? One another. Us loving one another. I think that's what Paul is praying that the believers in Philippi, it's that love that they have for God that will abound. So what's the product? What happens when we as believers respond to this and we allow our love for God to abound? That's what he tells them. He says that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and in all discernment. So as our love for God abounds, what winds up happening? John tells us that if we love God, what are we going to do? We're going to obey God. As we obey God, because we love him more and more, then we have more knowledge. See the knowledge here? Still more and more in knowledge and discernment. So as we love God and we're more obedient, then God reveals more of himself to us. Then as we apply that wisely in our lives, he gives us deeper understanding. That's what discernment is. So let's see what happens, Paul says, with that discernment. So still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent. Well, what things are excellent? What could Paul be indicating are excellent things? This is a good time to back and forth here. What's excellent? What will you think is excellent from God's perspective? His will. His will is excellent. So Paul is saying that as more and more we abound in his love and more knowledge and discernment, you will be able to choose the things that are excellent. You'll be able to understand who God is. He will grow you in discerning. And in that growth of discerning, then you'll be able to look at choices in life and you'll say, this isn't the choice God would make. This is his will. This is the excellent choice. So that's what Paul's saying. And so as we make those great choices to choose excellence as opposed to the ordinary, what happens then? That you may be sincere with and without offense. Other translations say that making excellent choices make it so that we live pure and blameless lives. Isn't that cool? And what's the source of all of this? Loving God. Now, if we are to live pure and blameless lives, how long would we live pure and blameless lives? What's the next phrase? Till the day of Christ. One of these days, everybody's going to stand before Christ. I want to be able to stand before Christ and, like Paul, say, good and faithful servant. Come into my heaven, or come be with me. So, as we abound in love, we obey God, we grow in knowledge, we grow in discernment. You getting the picture here? As we grow in discernment, then we're able to choose the throw away the stuff, as Paul said, maybe I'll throw away the left side, and choose the excellent right side of things. And if we do that, then as a result of that, we're going to be living pure and excellent lives, making wise choices, and we'll do that until that time that either Christ returns or we go to see Jesus. One more element that Paul tells us about that. Verse 11, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ. How many of you in your own self is righteous? Come on, not just a little bit of righteous, not just a, no. Not, none of us have a righteous cell in our body outside of what is imputed to us through Jesus Christ. Amen? So, with that righteousness that Christ gives us, then there's fruit that come. Just like in John 15, who's the vine? Jesus is the vine. And what are we? Branches by which he produces his fruit, grapes, in that sign. Guess what? Those aren't my grapes. All in the world I am is just that righteousness, that fruitfulness that is passing through me as a branch to produce whatever fruit Jesus as the vine that I'm connected into wants to produce. And as a result of us growing in our abounding love for Christ, gaining knowledge, gaining discernment, gives us the opportunity to choose the excellent things in life, which then gives us a pure and blameless life, then we're ready for Christ through us to produce his fruits. And what happens when he produces fruit through us? Paul tells us, to the glory and the praise of God. When we're obedient and Christ works through our life, God's glorified. Because that's what God wants. That's what he is seeking, is for our life to glorify and praise him. And when we do that, guess what? Other people say, can I have some of this? Why are you making all these sects? Why is your life so pure and blameless? That gives us a great opportunity to point people right back to the love of God. So, I think it's a great thing for us to pray for people to abound in the love of God. Because if we do, and they do, this is what occurs. God is glorified. As we go across the street, those who can, if you don't have a particular person or a particular thing that may be on your heart, just pray, walk, asking God that the administration, the teachers, the students in both the academy and the daycare will abound in God's love. Because if they will, guess what's going to wind up happening? They're going to live pure and blameless lives, and then God's going to be glorified. Isn't that what a ministry is all about? Isn't it us coming together, God using us as his branches in a ministry so that God becomes glorified? The testimony Joey gave is God being glorified because someone's life was Christ affected through our ministry at the academy. So, let me encourage you. If you want to pray for somebody and you just can't think about it, pray that they will abound in their love for God. And then let God take care of the rest. Now, before we dismiss, you're going to find back in the we call that vestibule, not the narthex. I used the word worship folder one time, and she kind of blew her mind. She didn't know what to worship. Y'all probably didn't either, but that's a bulletin. So, but back in the vestibule is a gray sheet and a blue sheet. The blue sheet are all the teachers and administration in the daycare, and the gray sheet is that for the academy. So if you've not already picked one of these up, I would suggest that as you walk out, pick one of these up, and that will give you names that you can pray for. And you can use that this afternoon or take it home and in your prayer time, as God brings the academy and the daycare to your mind, which I pray is often, then you will be able to pray specifically for the leadership over there. Okay? That's my little devotion for tonight. So I'm going to pray, and after I pray, then we'll be dismissed. Y'all walk over. You just be led by the Spirit. The facility will be open, so you can go in. You can see the classrooms. You can see all the construction work that has been done. We can thank God for the resources and the manpower that He has provided to do the work over there. And then you just start praying. And again, pray that that whole facility and all the people associated will abound in God's love. Father, thank You that You do love us. And Lord, it's not just on words, but for Father, You demonstrated that by sending Your Son who died on a cross, the greatest expression of love that any of us needs. Lord, I pray that in each one of our hearts, we have received Jesus as our personal Savior. And Lord, as we prayer walk the academy and the daycare center, Lord, may this just be a great time. Hear our earnest, sincere prayers for this year. And Lord, we are expecting to see great things from You. May we be the branches that You called us to be, that You produce fruit through. We love You and praise You. It's in Your Son's name we pray. Amen. You're dismissed.